I guess it's recording. Okay. Hello, I'm Lima Bersha, the Director of Marketing at Aparo, and welcome to our first episode of our new podcast series, The Aparo Effect. And today we are going to be talking about getting a new job during the pandemic, about the interviewing process, about onboarding. We'll just see where this conversation goes. And I'm hoping that the folks who are joining me on this call will potentially have some tips for our listeners who find themselves in a similar type of situation where, you know, we're living in this pandemic world and there are just some realities that require some changes in your life. And maybe there are some lessons you've learned that you can share with them. So I thought we would start with Sarah. And Sarah, if you could just introduce yourself, your role at Aparo, and tell us a little bit about what that reality was like during the pandemic where you felt like, you know what, it's time for me to make a change and I can't wait this out.
Yeah, absolutely. So hi, everyone. My name is Sarah Gregory. I am the program associate with Aparo. I joined in September. And so I was living in Pittsburgh at the beginning of this pandemic and decided that I was just ready for a change. Like you mentioned, it still felt like it was time for me to make that jump. I was working at Carnegie Mellon University, was really looking to get back to the nonprofit world and was ready to get out of Pittsburgh a little bit too. So made that jump, moved down here. And when I did move down here, I didn't have a job at the time because everything was kind of shutting down. Businesses didn't know what was happening, so a lot of places weren't hiring, which was difficult. But again, just really being persistent and not giving up. And then, you know, this job with Aparo popped up, and it was kind of everything that I was looking for at that time. And interviewing was definitely interesting. Interviewing in the virtual times that we're living in, it's hard to, for me, I'm a people person. I love conversations and seeing people's faces and reactions and doing that over the computer, especially when you're interviewing, you're supposed to look directly at the camera. So you can't really see other people's reactions when you're talking, which is really interesting too. But yeah, it's definitely been something I've never experienced before. But not as scary as I thought it would be.
And so it's interesting you mentioned like looking into the camera. Was that, did you read tips like job interviewing? Oh, yeah. Okay. So share some of those. Do you remember some of them?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So before I started, you know, the interview process, I was like, okay, this is really my first time interviewing over a screen. And is there certain things that I should look out for? And probably the biggest thing that I read, you know, you're losing that eye contact when you're meeting with someone one-on-one, and that's a big thing for interviewing. So when you're responding, you want to make sure that you are looking into the camera so it looks like, you know, you're having that eye contact with them and they still feel that. So that was really a big one and something that I didn't think about because, you know, you're used to looking down at everyone's faces on the screen. So that was a big one. Another big one was dress like you are going to an interview. Don't wear sweatpants for an interview. Dress like you are actually, you know, getting up and going because it makes you feel more professional. It still brings that professionalism to the interview. So I think those were the two really big ones that stuck out to me and were actually very, very helpful because I do agree. You know, okay, we're not going to the interview. I'm not going to physically be at this location, but to be dressed and to feel put together, that made me feel more confident going into it.
Oh, very, very interesting. And I'll ask you one more question. Did you have a moment where you just thought, you know what, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to stick with what I've been doing just because it doesn't feel like this is the right time? I mean, clearly you did move ahead, but did you ever pause right to just say, wait a second, this is crazy to do now?
Yeah, I did have that moment. And it was, so I was leaving Carnegie Mellon and 5 days before my last day, which I had put my, you know, a month's notice in. So this was, you know, me leaving was prior to the pandemic actually happening. But 5 days before my last day is when everything shut down and the unknown, because we have never been through this before, not knowing what that was going to look like. So yeah, there was a moment where, you know, I was like, okay, do I just stick it out? But then I ultimately decided it was my time, and who knows what the future would have held and how long I would have had to have stayed in Pittsburgh or with my job. And I 100% made the right decision, because I've never been happier. And this, it's been a journey for sure, but this job has been amazing. And I'm very happy that I made the decision that I did.
Great. And it sounds like you would encourage others if they find themselves in a position, yeah, where they feel like absolutely. They want to make the change, not to hesitate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Thank you for sharing that with us, Sarah. I want to turn to Destiny next, and if you could introduce yourself. So your situation was similar in that you found yourself in the pandemic and ready to make a change. And I'd love to hear a little bit about the thought process that you went through and what your job search process was like and the interview process.
Yeah, definitely. So my name is Destiny Clark. I'm the marketing associate at Aparo. And kind of similar to Sarah, I left my job a week before everything shut down, my prior job. So I came into the pandemic jobless, not really sure what to do, which definitely wasn't the plan. Like I originally gave 2 weeks notice. They're like, can you stay a month? And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever, fine. So left my job, moved that weekend, and then everything shut down the following Friday. So definitely a little crazy. And I definitely had a moment, especially when everything shut down, of like, wait, what am I doing? Like, is this what I should have been doing? Like, should I have planned better for this? Like, which in hindsight, like, didn't make sense, because I don't think there was a way to plan for it. But there was definitely that moment of, oh my God, what am I doing? And I was like, I'm 22 years old. I'm not supposed to have my life figured out. So I kind of just went with that. The job search process was interesting. For the first probably few weeks, I kind of took a breather and was like, all right, I need to plan my next steps well. I need to figure out what I'm doing. But then after that, when things started opening up, I think that was when I experienced the most difficulty, because so many places were going back into the office. And I was like, I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that. So that was a really big curveball for me was, okay, well, this place is hiring and that's great, but do I feel comfortable driving into Charlotte to go into an office? So I think for me, that was another moment of, is this the right time? Like, should I be doing this? And then in my job search, I came across Para, obviously, and it kind of, similar to what Sarah said, just kind of checked all my boxes, and I felt like it would have been a great experience to help me grow, especially being a younger professional that was never really given leeway to try things. It seemed more appealing to that aspect of the job for me and the job search. So the interview process, I think I really liked the way that Aparo did it, and getting to meet everybody even virtually, I think that really helped understand the team, even being on the computer and not really having that face-to-face connection. But I think overall that was very helpful.
Yeah. And that's interesting. It's something that we've gotten pushback for before, because we do at Aparo, we're a really small organization, and we do have every candidate pretty much meet every person if possible, you know, if someone is away or just crazy scheduling. But it's definitely something we've gotten pushback on before. So I'm glad that you felt good about it. And it's important to us, because our culture is really, really important to us, and making sure to assess that fit, which especially doing virtually is very, very hard. So, you know, you mentioned, Destiny, that you were feeling like you didn't want to find yourself pressure to travel into an office and work in an office at a time that you weren't ready to. How was navigating that when you were searching for jobs to which to apply, interviewing? Was that tricky? How did you navigate that?
I don't really think I had a process for navigating it. It was kind of just, we need to figure it out. And it was at a time, because I started at Aparo in August, and I had left my job a week before everything shut down. So I'd been unemployed from March to August. It was kind of like, you know, if I need to do it, I guess I have to suck it up and deal with it and hope for the best. But especially like June, July, that was when things were still looking pretty grim. And I was like, I don't, like, is money more important or is my sanity and safety ultimately more important? So I think that was definitely a struggle. But I think it came down to, for me, looking at organizations and seeing that organizations are really pushing their people to go back in. For me, that was a telltale of how the organization treated their employees. I felt like if the organization really was putting that much pressure on their employees, if they weren't comfortable in the environment that we're all in right now, I felt like they didn't value their teammates very much, which could have been an ignorant thing for me to think, but just from my thought process, like, I wouldn't want to push somebody to do something that they weren't comfortable with. So I kind of took that in consideration and applying as well of, okay, well, do they really care about their employees and their safety, or do they just want everybody in the office because it's easier?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would say certainly in a marketing role like yours, and in fortunately for all of us who do work at Aparo and the type of client service work that we do and fundraising work that we do and marketing work that we do in our different roles, we are able to work virtually. And, you know, some people, obviously it's not an option, and which is true for a lot of our nonprofit clients. And, you know, that's the reality of their situation and the amazing work that they do to help people that they need to be hands-on. So, I hear you about that in your job search. So I want to turn to Karis next. And if you could introduce yourself, your situation is a little bit different because you actually got to meet all of us back in the world where we met face-to-face. And then the tables turned on you and it played out quite differently when you started your role. So I'd love to hear about that.
Right. Yeah. So, well, thanks for having me on. My name is Karis Humphreys. I'm the development associate at Aparo, and I started in April. At the time that I started my job search, it was actually about December of 2019, at the very end of the year. And that's when I kind of started my job search, put myself out there, sent out my resume and my applications. And I started the interview process with Aparo in January or February. And that, as you said, Blima, that was before the pandemic. So I actually did get the chance to come into the office and do in-person interviews with most of the team during that time throughout January and February. And it was just the one last interview I did over the phone or over Zoom. And it wasn't because of the pandemic, but it was just because it made it easier for us all to meet. And that's one of the good things about technology that we've been learning over the last few months, for sure. I think as I was going through that job interview process, I actually had obviously been interviewing with other organizations, and Aparo was actually the one where I did the most in-person interviews. And I think that is interesting because, you know, the other organizations that I was interviewing with, they might have been outside of North Carolina where we're based. And so it was very common for them to just do interviews over Zoom or some other kind of video conference tool, especially in the earlier stages. So on that note, it didn't feel that weird to do any kind of switch from in-person to virtual interviews. I actually honestly preferred the virtual ones because, I don't know, there's some kind of separation there with the computer. And I think it made me feel a lot more at ease, for sure. And, you know, I could have my resume on the side and some notes that I wanted to hit in my interviews, and I could, you know, reference that while I was still on the video and still looking at the people that I'm interviewing with, but also have that safety net. And I really appreciated that when I was on virtual interviews. But yeah, really the interview process for me with Aparo was definitely more of your standard pre-COVID, pre-pandemic interview process. And it was really when I started, which was April 1st, so we were all remote at that point, where the onboarding had to be completely virtual. And that was just a very different experience, probably for all of us. And for everyone at Aparo who was already working there, that was new for everyone.
Yeah, did you feel like what is happening here, right? Like, you accepted this job, you had one expectation, and it was playing out very differently.
Right. Yeah. Because when I was interviewing, I thought that the onboarding process was really important to me because it was a new role that I hadn't been in before. So I knew I had a lot to learn. So that was always a question I would ask Aparo staff when I was interviewing, was what does the onboarding process look like generally, or how can I expect to be, you know, to be onboarded at Aparo? And the responses I was getting at the time were very office centric. You know, we're all here, you can knock on our door, we're all just right down the hall from each other, and we're here to help. So that became very different when I started in April, and, you know, no one was going into the office, so everything had to be done remotely. But one thing I'm really grateful for is how well positioned Aparo was to move to remote work. We had the setup, we had the cloud and Teams and Microsoft and SharePoint. And so that made it really easy to stay in touch with people and get to know our new colleagues, even if we weren't in the same office building.
Yeah, and that was really, I guess we had been using it pretty actively for a few months beforehand, so it made a big difference. We had a feel for it. We were used to the little ping of Teams, getting a little bit interrupted, taking a peek, and so forth. So I do want to talk more with everyone about onboarding, but I want to go back to one thing Kara said during her interview process, that she actually found interviewing virtually to be a more pleasant experience than interviewing in person. And both Sarah and Destiny, you started nodding. I just wanted to hear your perspective on that, because I know both of you have had other jobs where you have gone through a lot of interviews, I'm sure, in person. And how would you compare the experiences? I don't know if you, Sarah, yeah. I see your mic is off, so go for it.
As soon as Kara said, you know, the point about being able to kind of reference your notes a little bit while you're in the interview process virtually, and I was like, wait, yes, that is a big thing that I did do and that you're kind of able to do that doesn't distract from the interview. Because I feel like when you have those in-person interviews, you know, it's more of a conversation. And there isn't a lot of pause for you to look at your notes and rather than just respond to the questions. So being able to kind of reference that a little bit off screen is very nice, and it's very comforting, like she said, to have that option. So that is one thing definitely about virtual that I did appreciate for sure.
Good. Did you want to add anything, Destiny? Or?
I think that was definitely helpful, but I also think there was a decrease in stress. I don't know exactly why. I don't know if it's, like Kara said, that you're kind of removed a little bit and it's not like this daunting of, oh, I'm face to face with these people and I like can't do anything stupid with my hands. I don't know. There was definitely like a decrease in stress for me, on top of having the security blanket of being able to look at your resume and notes, or even just, I feel like even taking notes about things was a little bit easier virtually than it is in person to be like, oh, hold on a second, let me take the, it was kind of more seamless in that way as well.
I think also for you, Destiny, you have all your therapy animals in your house.
Yes, I have a zoo. Soothing. That was a stressor for me actually interviewing, because I was like, if they don't behave and I don't get a job because they don't behave, I swear to God.
Well, your cat, your cat didn't jump on your keyboard in front of your camera until you were already hired. So
yes, she did jump on the back of my chair during an interview. And I was like, yeah, this is it. Yep.
It's all good. So, Kara, you did start talking about onboarding a little bit, and, it's tricky. It's tough, right? Without that ability to just pop and open someone's door and have that quick little chat, the hallway chat and so forth. It is really hard. And those little things that you just overhear and you go, wait, hey, are you guys talking about XYZ? I have another idea. And building up on that, that's something that I think we all miss as a team, but certainly during onboarding, when you're starting your new role, that can be quite glaringly absent. So let's talk a little bit more about onboarding and what what it was like. I don't know, Destiny, if you want to start us off on this conversation and sort of what worked well for you and what maybe some of the challenges were comparing it to the job you had before where you really started in person with everyone.
Yeah, I think the onboarding process as far as like the job description and getting my feet wet on that aspect went really well. I think having our checklist and knowing really who to check in on what, I think I was at a little bit of an advantage the first few days that I started because you were on vacation. So I kind of had that time to be like, okay, I'm going to ping this person and talk to them, or I'm going to talk. So I think that helped just to kind of connect the dots of, well, how do we work together? What is your role? How does this all mesh in the grand scheme of things? But I think the personal aspect of things, I think, has been the trickiest part of onboarding. I think our one team leadership stuff definitely helps and kind of forces us to have those conversations about how to work together. But I think it's difficult having those conversations and not really having the ability to put them in practice. I think it's, you know, if there's conflict or if there's a disagreement on something, like, okay, you're at your house, I'm at my house, like, we'll just move on. Where I think the basis of the one team leadership stuff is really working together and getting used to how to work together. And I think not being able to put that in practice is probably the most difficult part that I've found of the onboarding process.
Yeah. Do you want to elaborate a little bit? You talked about having a checklist and what that looks like and how you used it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't remember who all it was sent to in the beginning, but it was a checklist of, okay, in the development department, this is what I should know and go over and who to talk to about this, and client services, this is who I should talk to, this is who does what, this is who can help me with X, Y, and Z. And that was just helpful for me to expect what to happen and to have a roadmap of, okay, this is who I'm going to talk to about this, this is how I can get these answers. And I think it's helped just to be able to refer back to if I just have a, I don't really know who in client services to ask this question to, I can refer back to, like, oh, we had this conversation about this, okay, I'll go to them.
Mm-hmm. Great. And you were saying what you were pinging folks. So what strategy were you using? Teams or email or meetings?
I was doing email at first until I understood, like, who was, I guess, comfortable being pinged on Teams and who wasn't. Because I think for me, I'm very comfortable with Teams and just being pinged in the middle of something and answering and then going back to whatever I was doing. But I'm sure not everybody is like that. So I think email was my main strategy at first, just to be like, hey, I'm not really sure what I'm doing, or hey, can we meet for 15 minutes just so we can talk and so I know who you are and how we work together. So definitely email at first, but I think I've transitioned over the past few months to using Teams more.
Mm-hmm. Great. And do you feel like you've been able in the time that you've been with us to get a feel for the organization, but
yeah,
using that strategy?
I definitely think so. I think the first probably month or so was a little like drinking from a fire hose, because it was trying to make connections and meet people and also trying to understand my job and the different things that were my responsibility. But I think probably within the past month or month and a half, I feel like I've gotten a better flow of how to work with others and what aspects of my job are my responsibility, or how we divvy them up and things like that.
Right. Okay, great. And if there was someone, not necessarily to Aparo, but just someone sort of at your similar stage of a career who was starting a new job during the pandemic and trying to navigate this, getting to know people, getting to understand my role, do you have some advice you might want to share with them?
Just to get over feeling awkward about pinging somebody or reaching out. I think that was a curveball for me at first, because I'm more of a reserved person. I was like, I don't want to like infringe on other people's schedule just to talk to me. But after getting over that and just being like, all right, I'm going to set something up just to talk so we can create that connection, I think that helps a lot. And I understand that can be difficult for some people to kind of get out of your own head, but I think it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, great. Thank you. And Kara, so you started talking a little bit about your onboarding experience. Can you tell us a little bit more about it? And it seems you, from what you shared, that you were really focused on what onboarding would be like even during your interview process. So I'm sure you had certain expectations versus the reality. And if you could share with us sort of what worked well and maybe what were some of the challenges that you faced as you were learning your new role?
Yeah. So obviously, I had some expectations coming out of interviews, and then when after I accepted the job offer and everything went to remote work, I realized, okay, that's just completely out the window now. You've got to kind of go in there with no expectations and just hope for the best to a certain extent. And I mean, I was pleasantly surprised. I had the same similar checklist as Destiny had, and probably Sarah as well. And that was a really good guide and overview of kind of the structure of our organization, how we're broken down into departments and who's responsible for what and who you can talk to learn more about that. So I definitely used that a lot when I first started in my first month, and that helped me just really understand the structure of our organization, what my roles and responsibilities are with respect to other departments as well, and how we would be working together. I would definitely echo what Destiny said. I think the hardest part about onboarding remotely, for me at least, was, you know, like building relationships with your colleagues when some of them you've never met in person before. And I think what Destiny said was really spot on and definitely true for me as well, as I'm more of the reserved kind of person. And the idea of reaching out to someone I didn't know as a new person and trying to set up a 30-minute or an hour conversation about our work styles and habits, I was really, I don't know, it just, it really freaked me out and got me very nervous. So just to kind of like throw that to the side and be able to jump out of your comfort zone and get to know the people you're working with as soon as possible just really helps with that onboarding process, because, you know, you build relationships and trust with people and you're more likely to reach out to them for help when you need it. And they're also more comfortable reaching out to you if you're new and they don't really know you that well. So it just helps you kind of mesh together as a team and get to learn your role a lot better, I think, when you're doing everything virtually.
Yeah. I should interject, because I think both Destiny and Karis, you mentioned some components of our one team leadership. And we do so as every person is onboarding, they with Aparo, they have two meetings with every other staff member. One to talk about their roles and responsibilities, sometimes get some orientation and training around certain tools depending on who they're meeting with. So very job and work focused. And then another conversation that is the one team conversation, which is a leadership training communications program that we participate in, where we talk about work styles. And we really, that is more of a conversation about just getting to know each other and what to expect when you work with me, best ways to work with me, and just to warm up. And, you know, it's funny, Karis, because you were talking about like the awkwardness around having those, but having them in person is, you know, probably even harder in some ways. So because you really are, it's like, here we are, the two of us in a room, like it or not, we're getting to know each other now. And I mean, generally speaking, we like it. So that's good. And I'm glad it turns out that it was helpful for you. So Sarah, you've actually spent quite a bit of time, I think. I feel like anytime I pop into the office, Sarah is at the office. So that's been a component of your onboarding. How's that working for you?
Yeah, so since I joined a little bit later in the pandemic and we were able to figure out ways that we could meet in person and still do it safely, that definitely was super helpful for my onboarding. I will say, aside from that, the virtual onboarding that I have done, and I'm going to echo what Destiny and Kara said, the one team was huge. So I dived right in on getting to, you know, setting up meetings with all of our teammates and doing that as soon as possible, because I wanted to learn about who I'm working with, and realizing we may not be in the office together for quite some time, really taking that time to get to know everyone and the work that they do and how we'll work together, and then just a little about them in general and what they like in and outside of work. So that was really great for onboarding, and I'm very appreciative of the one team that we implement here. But yes, so I've been going into the office at least 2 days a week since I've started, which has been amazing and super helpful. It gave me that time to meet one-on-one with my manager and build that relationship, because that, I think, was something that I was a little nervous about, being 100% virtual and not being able to build that relationship with my supervisor. That's something to me that's super important. At my previous job, I had a really great relationship with my manager, open communication. I could go to her about anything. So I really wanted to make sure that coming into this position that I established a really good relationship with LaVon, who is my manager, who is absolutely amazing. So being able to spend time with her was great. And yeah, it's that being able to, you know, I'm doing work and I have a quick question, so I could pop over and ask her about it. So that was nice, but really implementing and using Teams a lot too. I've never used Teams before, and it's amazing, because it is our really, it's essentially our virtual way of popping into someone's office when you have a quick question. It's just sending a little note. So honestly, for me, onboarding has been, it's been different, but it's been pretty smooth. And I think that we just had some really great plans in place and have teams and have our one team that really allow us to, even though things are very different, create those relationships and have those opportunities.
Great. And would you have any advice that you'd share with someone who's just starting a new job?
Yeah, I think Destiny said this. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to, it is hard and it might feel like, you know, you're bothering people because you're new, and I can't just stop over and ask you a question. So not being afraid to ask those questions and really set up meetings with your new teammates as soon as possible. Because once you do establish that relationship and you get to know someone a little bit better, you will feel more comfortable asking questions when you don't know something or having those conversations. So just diving in and meeting everyone, for sure.
Great. Good. Well, thank you all very much for joining the Aparo Effect, our first podcast. And it was interesting, as I was listening, I have all sorts of ideas based on this conversation for future episodes. So look out for your invitation to participate in another podcast, because I hope you loved it as much as I did. So thank you all very, very much for joining and listening, and wish me luck uploading this to something. All right. Talk to you all soon. Thank you so much. Bye.
All right. Bye.